Anyway, you both recently transitioned into roles as chief compliance officers. What are the biggest challenges you faced?
Well, for me, I guess I'll go ahead and start. For me, first of all, there is a tremendous difference between being an outside lawyer and being the inside chief compliance officer. And so trying to deal with the business realities a little bit more, and you're kind of insulated a little bit from that whenever you're outside counsel, not completely, but a little bit, and you're it's all exposed to you when you're inside in terms of the business realities of some of the advice that you give. So that in and of itself has been a challenge and an adjustment. But I think the biggest thing for me has been maybe more industry specific. I had the great fortune of starting at National Oil Varco at the beginning of 2015. So I have no idea what it's like to be at a company that's doing well. We've been kind of in siege mentality since I started.
And you're healthier than we are.
And so what has been a challenge for me has been, you know, and this is, you know, if you've been to one of these CLEs about compliance, it's a topic every time, but it really is dealing, how do you streamline the compliance effort, do more with less, make it more efficient, try and get everything done, and making the judgment calls about what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. For me, as an outside lawyer, it was easy. I got hired to do an investigation. I came in, I did the investigation. That's simple. As the chief compliance officer, there's a lot more judgment about, you know, it's a lot more of a risk rating of what's going on and, you know, what needs to be done versus what can I let sit for a little bit and get to later. And so those have been some of my bigger adjustments.
How about you, Clay?
No, I would just add to that because I think that's exactly right. I think as lawyers, particularly when we're outside lawyers, you come in and you solve a problem and you leave.